President Bush leaves Washington today for the first foreign trip of his second term. His first stop is Brussels, the self-styled European capital. The purpose of Mr. Bush's visit is to repair transatlantic relations severely damaged by divisions over the U.S.-led war in Iraq. As NPR Silvia Poggioli reports, European politicians are also eager to mend fences with Washington.
President Bush's visit to the European Union headquarters will be the first by an American leader. This is the heart of what 2 years ago was disparagingly referred to in Washington as old Europe, or even the Axis of Weasels, the anti-war coalition led by France and Germany. In fact, the president will dedicate substantial time to meetings with French President Jacques Chirac and German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder. Mark Leonard of London's Center for European Reform says the primary purpose of the U.S.-EU summit is to put past acrimony behind.
I think the main thing it was about changing the tone and showing that in a whole series of different areas a lot of the poison has been drawn out of the relationship with the elections in Iraq, with the death of Yasser Arafat, and the election in the U.S., which means that there is no other option. This is the administration that Europeans have to deal with the next 4 years, and they'd better make the most of it.
The president's trip was preceded by newly installed Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice's tour of European capitals, a charm offensive that was warmly received. But foreign policy analysts agree the old partnership has been radically altered, not only by the Iraq War, but also by divergent security perceptions on each side of the Atlantic in the post-9/11 world. And with the demise of the Cold War, a new European self-confidence has emerged, with leaders no longer feeling obliged to follow the U.S. lead. This sense of European identity is backed by public opinion, highly skeptical of U.S. foreign policy. A recent German Marshall Fund survey showed that 62% of French respondents and 59% of Germans disapprove very much the way President Bush is handling international policies. Jan Friedrich Karl Morgan of the German Council for Foreign Relations in Berlin says Europeans are hoping that the U.S. president will acknowledge that united Europe today has a different role to play than Western Europe did during the Cold War.
Europeans' expectations are that Bush will make clear that he wants Europe not as a junior partner but as a full partner, that he will support all the efforts to build a European secure defense policy, but at the same time demands that Europe makes a clear commitment to work with the U.S. and not build the European foreign security policy against the U.S. to counterbalance this, to construct a multipolar world order.
Ever since its creation in 1949, NATO has been the main channel for transatlantic relations. But just a week ago, German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder ruffled American feathers when he proposed that NATO be reformed because, he said, it does not reflect Europe's growing importance on the world stage and does not serve as a venue for transatlantic discussions. Mark Leonard of the Center for European Reform says NATO is merely a military toolbox, unable to deal with the big issues on the U.S.-European agenda.
Whether it's spreading democracy in the Middle East, whether it's dealing with terrorism, whether it's working out ways of opening up the global trading system, dealing with environmental emissions. I mean, none of the really big global challenges are actually within NATO's remit.
But many Europeans are skeptical that President Bush is willing to treat Europe as an equal partner. One of the most outspoken is former German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt. In an editorial published this past week in the Italian daily La Repubblica, referring to President Bush, Schmidt suggested that a leopard never changes its spots. Schmidt does not believe the U.S. president has cast aside his unilateralist tendencies, but now needs European help in drawing up an exit strategy from Iraq. Constance Stelzenmüller, a foreign policy analyst at the Daily Die Zeit, says that given the success of the Iraqi elections, this is not such a cynical calculation.
I think that there is a very genuine move afoot, and of course the purpose of that is to rope the Europeans in. To say we are going to need your help, we realize that, but we also want your help. And it's going to be a lot more difficult for the Europeans to just say no.
France and Germany have made it very clear that they are willing to contribute to Iraqi stabilization by training both troops and civil servants, as well as provide financial aid for reconstruction. But there's no likelihood they'll send troops to Iraq. The other outstanding issues of potential conflict are European plans to lift the arms embargo on China, the Kyoto Climate Change Treaty, and the International War Crimes Tribunal. The most pressing concern is the Iranian nuclear issue. Britain, France, and Germany hope that during this summit, the U.S. will throw its full weight behind their diplomatic efforts and stop what is perceived here as saber-rattling language aimed at Tehran. But the real test of the summit will be whether the U.S. and Europe really want to work together again. The tensions of the last 2 years have shown that to be truly effective, the transatlantic relationship needs to be carefully nurtured. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News.